When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
I went low for you. I want
Thank
you to know
you.
That.
I have to say, I really gave it all I had.
You did. And I love that about you.
I said, you know what? Life's an audition. Every time you open your mouth, you're auditioning.
Yep. And honey, I'm booking. Okay.
And honey.
I'm booking.
That's why I'm so rich.
That's right.
That's why I spent this morning digging holes, filling with concrete. I'm living my upstate fantasy.
Let people know what it is you're doing today and forever, really.
Okay, so this is what I'm doing. My parents one morning were like, the deck needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
We should think about doing it. And then literally 10 minutes later, I heard a chainsaw and I was like, oh no. And I look in the back and my dad was just cutting the deck off of the house.
Oh.
This is a big deck, okay?
Yeah.
And so we had to get rid of the deck, but now we have to put in a new deck, which involves apparently digging like 6 foot deep, 1 foot wide holes that we have this like machine you can ride. He borrowed from my uncle.
Wow.
But then you have to like clean the hole and then put this big cardboard tube in it and then put gravel all around the outside of the tube and then fill the inside of the tube with concrete that we're mixing by hand in a wheelbarrow. So that's what I did this morning and I am going to do when we're done recording.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm masculine.
I love that. You really are. You are the man that we both want to marry, truly.
Exactly. If my voice dropped 3 octaves and I started treating people like shit, I would be my dream man.
Truly. Truly. So how the hell are you? How's your week been? What's going on?
You know, I'm kicking. I found out that my office isn't opening till September.
Okay.
So I'm just like getting in the mindset of
this is like
summer.
Okay, summer. Yep, it's
in
summer.
Albany.
Yep, summer in Albany, the greatest
place
on earth.
But I do think I'm going to go back and forth a bit.
Love that for you.
Because I need to like get my shit, some of my shit.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Almost 3 months.
Oh, okay, good. good.
How are you doing?
You know, that with that information, not great, but in general, I'm doing okay, day by day, and
still no plans to leave the city?
Still no plans to leave.
I think you need to go someplace, Jesse.
I know that, but I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out about just like everything and leaving and like where I would go and what I would do. And
rent a car and go to an Airbnb 2 hours away.
With
take
Winnie?
The cat. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna sleep on it. I'm gonna think about it. Give me the hot goss. You were just about to tell me some hot goss, and then we said let's record.
Oh, I've just been following this Call Her Daddy stuff.
Tell me. I don't know a thing.
Okay, so apparently Call Her Daddy is like some big podcast for Barstool.
Okay.
And it's two girls, and they call themselves Daddy.
Okay.
But it got like soup. It's like a sex whatever, you know,
oh,
one
okay.
of those. Well, apparently they started it, and then like 2 months into making it, Barstool like picked them up.
Oh, cool. That's fun for them.
And so that was like 2 years ago. But then apparently they've been making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like they both made, I think, like over $250,000 last year.
Oh.
They get like percentages of ads and all of that. And so
wow.
apparently they were like shopping around. One of the girls dates an executive for HBO.
Cool.
That they refer to as the suit man on the podcast.
Oh.
Apparently. So apparently they were like talking to him about something, and then they told Barstool that they were thinking of leaving, and Barstool was like, no, you signed a 3-year contract, but we'll give you each a guaranteed $500,000 salary to stay, and with bonuses and ad revenue, you'll definitely each clear over $1 million a year.
Okay.
To stay with us doing the podcast.
Oh.
And so one of them said yes, and one of them said no.
Oh, no.
Because the one that's dating the HBO guy felt apparently guilty because he'd been working on another deal or something for them.
Oh.
And so Barstool was like, okay, well, we're not going to let you ruin it for both of you. So they're having the other girl stay by herself.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they're like maybe looking for somebody.
No.
To like take her place or whatever.
Doesn't the other girl want to die?
Well, now the two girls aren't friends.
Oh, my God.
Well, because I guess they had a falling out over it because the one was like, we need to accept this. And the other one was like, I don't want to.
I mean, I would think no matter what, you have to agree. Like, you either both leave or you both stay, but you never split.
Yeah, but imagine if someone was like, well, I'll give you $1 million, but I have a rich boyfriend, so I'm saying no.
I don't know. I mean, okay, if your rich boyfriend was like, I could get you guys another deal and it's in the bag, I'd be like, okay, let's figure that out, but let's make a decision.
I don't know that it was in the bag.
Wow. That is really truly so dramatic and actually makes me, that frightens me.
And there was just like these New York Times articles about how like people are becoming their own media companies these days. And so that's why Barstool's like grasping at straws to keep these two girls.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're making them a ton of money. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if anybody called and offered us $1 million each for a year of coming in to record 2 hours a week.
Yes. This is actually a public announcement to anybody who's thinking about asking us that. We will say yes, okay?
For $1 million.
But that's it. Each.
Okay, we'll settle for $1 million each.
Each.
And don't you dare try to lowball us.
Don't you lowball us, okay? Because no matter what, we will say yes.
Let me tell you something about our family. We're thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves.
But I also looked it up because the girls are very
public.
Not our cup of tea.
Oh, sure. And that makes sense. I think their podcast, even the description, sounds like the opposite of what we're doing over here.
They're also about this as thin as my pinky finger.
Yes. Oh, I love that for them.
And it's like, call me daddy. Like,
yeah, call me daddy, which I would never say that.
No.
I would never
but
say that.
For $1 million, I'll call you whatever you want. I'll call you daddy and I'll fuck you sideways.
That's right. I'll call your mommy, aunt, whatever it is.
What do you want? You want me to call home to your fam?
Yeah, you tell me. Gosh. Well, God, I would love money.
I was just thinking about, yeah, what it would be like to have money.
Oh, what were you thinking about it?
I was literally looking at apartments if I had made $500,000 a year where I could just to have my own apartment.
Yeah.
Like you could have your own like 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, have guests, guest rooms.
The day I have an office, okay, is the day I've made it.
Oh my God, an office?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Can you imagine?
That's what I want. I want an office and I want an assistant. That's what I want. Those are the two things I want in that order. So, you know, get at me, Barstool, which would never take us, but anybody else even who like sort of our vibe.
So like Lifetime or Hallmark?
Honestly, Hallmark, do they even have podcasts? Because if they don't, it's like kind of a layup.
Could we get on Hallmark Podcast Network? Is it?
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
The fact that we have no connection to Hallmark or Lifetime is honestly a travesty.
It really is. I mean, you know, we need the right thing to happen at the right time.
So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh my God, I think my friend Marsha.
Marsha?
is an executive at Hallmark Studios.
You send her our way, okay?
She's just sitting at home, okay? Right, yes. Now, that's what she's probably doing.
Send her our way, send the link to the pod, then have Marsha reach out. I actually got an email today about a company that's like, we want to do a partnership with you with our bikinis. And I'm like, wait. Do you know my brand? I'm just like so thrown off. I've never been approached by a bathing suit company.
I mean, take it and run.
Take it and run.
How much are they offering? That's the key.
I'm like,
what is the product? I hate it. And they're like, we'll pay you. I'm like, I love it.
I love it. And it's me. It's everything I am and everything I will be. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That.
I'm not a sellout, but kind of.
Everyone would be like, Jesse's doing what? And I'd be like, I haven't bought a bathing suit in years, but apparently I love bikinis.
I'm in my apartment in my bathing suit.
I've never felt happier or stronger in my life. What a time that would be, you know?
What a time.
How's it going with that guy?
Oh, my God. It's not.
Shit hit the fan.
I texted him that I was thinking of him, and he... Did I tell you that?
Yes, that was last time.
That was last.
And that was... he didn't respond?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm upset. Now I'm actually upset.
Well, and then I had a couple of drinks the next night, and I may have followed up and said...
Oh, no. And said what?
And said, okay, I'll see myself out. LOL.
And then he didn't respond to that either?
No, and then he said, oh, my God, no, I'm sorry. Oh. But that was it.
Okay, so, yeah, we're going to pour this six-foot hole with cement and just seal
her up.
Exactly,
and put myself on the bottom of it.
Seal her up. Because, yeah, we can't. I can't tolerate. That's too much. You know, as soon as I start getting on shaky grounds, I'm out.
You know, I've been thinking, I'm like, listen, I've made it this far.
Yeah.
Just really trying to forge ahead into a career. So it's not the time to try diverting.
Can't shake the
boat. I can't let a pandemic bring up the loneliness.
I really can't.
I'll let that come in 5 years when I have money, hopefully.
Ding, 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 in an office.
So speaking of, should we get into our first segment?
Let's get into it.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
I'm going to let you start, Jesse. I know you have something prepared.
I love that. I do
I
have
came
one.
Ill prepared.
Because I forgot, I was saying, did I tell you this one? And then you seemed as though the answer was no. So I said, oh, how perfect. This was one of the most embarrassing things that's truly ever happened to me. Okay?
I'm here for it.
Okay. So I go to the sleepaway camp, the same sleepaway camp that my father said when I got off the bus later, I was unrecognizable because I had gained like 15 pounds as a 5'2", like 12-year-old. So I'm at this camp. I'm like living with a bunch of girls. I'm like sleepover every night. I'm like loving it. And everybody has these pogs. Okay. Do you remember what pogs were?
No.
Okay. I didn't know either. They're like these weird little miniature like thing, like little little figurines almost. I don't remember.
Wait,
them.
I vaguely think yes. I remember this.
I had never even heard of a pog, seen a pog, no idea what a pog is. I get to this bunk. Every girl's got pogs. We got pogs on pogs on pogs. We got pogs over here, pogs over there. People are like, do you have pogs? I'm like, yes. Oh my God, my pogs. Of course I have.
It's a pog party.
Girl, it's a pog party. You're telling me I'm not going to bring pogs? I'm not crazy. So I was like, Jesse, what do you do? You know, what's the move? So the move was, and remember, I'm like 11 or 12, but I do think I'm a genius. So I take...
So you get there, you don't have pogs.
Don't have pogs.
And you're like, shit, I can't buy pogs now.
Right. And what do I do? So I decide that this other girl who I don't really like anyway, I'm going to just take her pogs. Okay.
I guess I've heard this. Okay, it's so funny.
I take her thing of pogs and I'm like, here are my pogs. And then the girl's like, that's my pogs. And I'm like, okay, no, because I took them out of my bag. And so they're definitely my pogs. She's like, I'm like, maybe we just have the same case and the same pogs. Like everybody has pogs.
And she's like, with the same sticker that says Samantha on it.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, that's my pog thing. It gets so awkward. But once again, I am an actress through and through. And so I said, Jess, you take this to the fucking grave. So this girl's like, that's my, like, you literally took my pogs. I'm like, girl, these are my pogs. And then finally I was like, honestly, these pogs don't even mean that much to me. Like, you can have them. Like, I do not care. Okay. So I get rid of them because I'm like, this is going badly. But this
girl, I have so many pogs at home.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, I literally am the Pog princess. Like, Pogs come to me. Like, I love Pogs.
My last name's Pog. I'm Jesse Pog.
That's right. I'm Jesse Pog. They're like, what's this Pog called? I'm like, I don't know. I don't name them what the company names them. I name them what I name. Like, I had so many just, like, weird things. And some people believed me, and most people probably didn't. And then I gave them back to her being like, I'm just above this, I guess. Like, I guess I'm just above this, like, Pog thing, okay? But then this girl, like, kind of hated me and had it like out for me, and I sensed that night, and I said, I just went to bed and I was so upset, okay? I'm so upset. And then this is what happens, okay? Little Jesse, okay? I don't remember. This is what I wake up to, okay? I wake up, my counselor's like, Jesse, I had sleepwalked over to this girl's bunk, just staring at her and then peeing. I'm like, I am peeing, looking at this girl with hatred in my eyes.
Oh my God.
I look probably possessed by the Pog devil.
That is a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
And you're the villain.
Oh yeah. And my counselor was like, send help. My counselor was like, Jesse, what are you doing? And I like come to standing, literally locking eyes with my nemesis bully who will kill me.
Was she awake?
Thank God she didn't wake up. The only person who woke up was my counselor, who then was like, go shower, I'll clean this up. My urine, okay?
That's a good counselor.
That is a good counselor. Because then
I do not get paid for this.
Oh my God, I know. This sweet, sweet counselor. Because then the next day, everyone woke up and was like, what's that smell? Like, what happened in our bunk? And the counselor was like, a raccoon got into the bunk last night and peed. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, I'm the raccoon.
If I was this kid, I'd be like, wait, what? Raccoons are coming inside? I'm going home.
I'm going home. That is the story that we told, and we stuck to it. We stuck to it.
God bless that counselor who definitely called her mom and was like, Mom.
There's a girl in my bunk possessed. Possessed. She sleptwalked over to this girl. I probably looked like, I don't know if I was drooling and peeing. I mean, I was possessed, truly. And frightened.
That is the craziest shit I think I've maybe ever heard in my whole life.
Isn't that crazy? And that's the only time that I know of that I sleptwalked.
I have sleptwalked, but I've never done that.
But like,
I will just like go and eat things from the fridge.
Yeah. And that feels more relaxing than like supposedly confronting your bully by peeing near them. Both are bad.
I wonder what you were dreaming.
I do not know. But I obviously went to bed with such anger towards her. Like, I was like, I hate her. That my body was like, let's fucking mark our territory and ruin her. So.
Oh, my God.
That was.
I just watched the movie The Roommate. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Leighton Meester and Minka Kelly, who look like identical twins.
I don't even know who the fuck Minka Kelly is. I'm like, who is this bitch?
Because you probably thought it was Leighton Meester. They literally, yeah. I watched the movie for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, Leighton Meester has multiple personality disorder. And she's imagining this other roommate. And that's why it's her. And then I'm like, wait.
They're
are
two
they
separate.
Different yeah. actresses? And I literally had to go on IMDb and look it up. And I was like, they're different people.
Well,
it's
you know, I love a movie twist with multiple personality disorder. That's
who doesn't?
Like, I mean, that is my bread and butter. Like, that's what I'm rooting for.
Have you seen the Law and Order episode guest starring Cynthia Nixon?
No, but I've heard about it and I need to try to figure out how to watch it. Did you see the movie The Ward?
No.
Unbelievable.
Is it a multiple personality thing?
It just might be.
Oh my God.
It just might be. Okay?
I mean, the role of a lifetime. I want to play that.
Can you imagine? And actually, the way this one's done is truly stunning and unbelievable. But
yeah.
I mean, what a gift.
Handed to you.
Handed
Oscar to you. Award winning role.
Oh my God.
I was watching
kidding?
This show called Obsessed, I think. It's like one of those investigative discovery channel shows that are like poorly produced, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And the guy, it's like true stories, but then they show the reenactments.
Oh, for sure. I've auditioned for like murderer number
yeah,
two.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so this guy was telling his story and it was like in the 80s and basically he gets like a stalker and she
yes.
has multiple personalities. Let me tell you something. The actress that booked this.
Yeah.
Stunning. Amazing.
Wow.
The whole time I was like, well, this girl is really giving it all she has.
She's giving 110%, and this is non-union.
I mean, probably for $100 a day, she's giving 150%, screaming, crying. I mean, changing her voice. It was just tens across the board.
Okay, I got to find her. We got to find her.
I mean, she's probably working a shift somewhere.
Yeah, she's got to
like
be working
Starbucks,
a shift.
The poor thing. My nose is so itchy. My allergies are out of control.
Mine have been out of control too, and I normally whenever like my throat or something, I'll be like Corona, and then I have to talk myself literally off a ledge and be like, stop it.
Yeah, you haven't left your house in 32 weeks.
Well, I did leave my house.
Where?
Did I not tell you? Oh, interesting.
Where did you go, Jesse?
I went on a stroll date.
You went on a date?
I did.
You broke quarantine for a date?
Mm-hmm.
With whom?
This guy.
Was it a first date?
Second date.
Was he rich? I'm just trying to understand.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Chris, but I am lonely here. And so this felt like a great opportunity. And Chris, it was like, I mean, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm afraid to like keep even talking about it, but...
Just don't text him, I'm thinking about you.
I won't. Yeah, that's something I won't do. But the point is, it was like a very magical night.
Oh my God.
It was like truly magical. So like but then afterwards I was like, I definitely have Corona and that's okay.
Did you kiss?
No, but I wanted to. And I had had a lot to drink that I was like, what is Corona? I don't remember.
Oh, I would have literally one sip of booze and looking into someone's eyes for 1 second, I'd be like, give it to me. I don't care.
Give it to me. I know.
I'll take it. I'll die for you.
I'll fucking die for you. I'll take a bullet. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure that out because it feels like caution to the wind.
Yeah, who cares? I'm just kidding. Don't do that, people listening. But also, it's a lonely world.
It's a lonely world. I like the idea that in a way, I feel like, okay, let's be honest. I am a woman that should be dating in the 1800s. Like, I love the idea of like my ankle showing is like very sexy. Like, that is me. Okay. So like,
if I can wear long sleeves that have a button on the.
Yes,
please.
On the wrist. Thank you. Please. So like, I feel like it's very 1800 because it's like we can't touch. Like, we're doing this. I'm obsessed with it. But then also at the same time, I'm like, wow. So maybe he has to listen to what I'm saying. But also, does he? Because he texted me something last night. And, you know, I turned it around real quick.
What did he text?
So I think we were talking about, he was like, it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm so sad because I wanted to go for a run, which first of all, he's a runner. But. You know, bless his heart.
Oh.
Good for him. I'm like, yeah, run, run.
Imagine being so sad that you can't go for a run.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, so then I was like, well,
I'm
can run.
Oh, there's a cloud over yonder. So I better not go
I better
out
not,
for a week.
In case, you know. So then he said, I said something that's like, well, you could run in the rain. Like, I always think that if you know it's going to rain, it's fine. I don't like to think that it's not going to rain and then it rains. But that's a me thing. Anyhow, and then he said, I think he said like, well, a personal phrase of mine is everything is better wet. And I said, uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Your girl's going to, you know.
This was yesterday?
Yesterday. And I went.
Which is ironic. Okay, the new Lady Gaga Ariana Grande song came out yesterday. And yeah. The lyrics are, I wish I was dry, but at least I'm alive. That would have been the perfect explanation.
That would have been good. So he said that. I was like, oh no, you know, abort, 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 deflect, run. Because I can't. The day I sexed is I can't. You have to understand that. I can't do that unless I've already like been with them. I can't do it. Okay. Cause then I'm going to put precedence out that the guy's going to be like, oh wow, she's really like aggressive and sexual. And I'll be like, please don't touch my ankle.
You know my policy on that. It's only if I have never met them in real life, and I never will.
Right. So like, I was like, oh no. And I think what I ended up responding with was ha ha ha, especially at a water park. So
wow. That was a big deflection.
Big deflection. I said, sir, not no.
And did he say note taken?
I think he laughed, and then I put a winky face in it. So I tried to be flirty in a way that was like, this isn't happening. And then we pretty quickly moved on. But I was petrified for my life during that moment.
Well, I hope it all works out.
Don't we all? Yeah.
And, you know, people are in quarantine, so maybe he's not a typical sexter, but like, because of quarantine, he was testing the waters.
He was testing the waters. Sure, sure, sure. And I was testing him too. The water park. Oh.
And then you're like, but also I actually don't really like water parks.
Yeah, right. I'll never wear a bikini in front of you. All right.
Okay, I'll do my story quick.
Okay.
I have just a quick one, I think, today.
Okay.
I was in fourth grade.
A great year. Okay.
And this all happened in one day for me. It was a lot. So
wow.
I had a crush on this girl, and her name was Jenna What's Her Doodle. That's what we're going to say her last name is.
Oh, okay.
But it did start with a W, okay? And all so right. I had a crush on her. Everyone did, okay?
Okay, sure. That girl.
And this boy, his name was Casey Hodgepodge.
Great. Okay? Okay.
The initials are important here.
Okay. Oh.
So it's CH. He sat next to me in class.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And so he comes back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Remind you, I had a crush on JW.
Right.
And he comes back from the bathroom and he's like, oh my God, somebody wrote in the bathroom, JW loves CH. And then the people around here, and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. So everybody's like, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
In fourth grade. Sure. And I said, wait, my initials are CB. And I can still see his face saying, yeah, mine are CH. And I was like,
Oh. You think it's for you.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
Miscommunication
there. I didn't
put that together. I didn't see you guys together. That's interesting.
And literally, I'm like, that. Are you sure?
Yikes.
That seems like a mistake. She seems crazy, man.
She seems crazy. I think you could easily change an H to a B, though.
Well, yeah, but also I knew in my heart it wasn't true.
You're right. You're right. You're
and
right.
And I was like, God damn it. And so this was also the day of the sixth grade graduation.
Oh, wow.
But I'm in fourth grade. But oh. I played trumpet. Okay.
Good for you. Yeah.
I played trumpet in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. And so the band, that's who it was, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. The band plays. And then it's at the end of the day, the sixth grade graduation ceremony. I'm still thinking about JW.
Sure. You know, who is it?
Heartbroken.
Ugh.
And also was terrible at trumpet, so I was nervous.
Yeah.
And they make an announcement for people to stand up and get on stage. We're sitting in the band pit, if you will.
Yeah.
So I get up and I make my way to stage, and then I come to on the stairs, and I'm like, why am I around different people?
Oh no.
And then the kid that I sat next to, who played trumpet as well, who was also in fourth grade, was laughing. And I see him from the stairs, and I realized that they had just announced the graduating sixth graders to get up on stage for graduation. So I had to like make my way
back down,
back off stage, while the audience was full of parents and families. And my own mother was in the back because she worked at the school and popped in to watch.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to make my way back down and then sit back down. And I remember the kid who sat next to me, who did not like me for whatever reason,
ew,
whispers to me, you think you can get away with everything?
Wow.
And I remember being like, thank God today's the last day of school, because yeah. I am never coming back.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
So it was just broken. And also JW was in the band. She watched me get up.
She knew that you were like, you know what? In a way, I am graduating today.
Yeah, exactly. And then in fifth grade, I got a haircut and she told me that I looked like a stop sign.
What?
And then everybody was like, you look like a stop sign head.
Okay, that's an insane thing to say.
Because I got a buzz cut. We had just learned about octagons or whatever the stop signs are. A hexagon. And I was like, okay, I mean, I don't think I look like a stop sign. If you're calling me skinny, thank you.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I would do with that.
What am I going to do? Grow my hair faster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you look like a yield sign, triangle head.
Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, well, your mom takes pills, bitch.
You think you can get away with everything, don't you?
I was like,
you?
What?
Yeah. That's a threat.
That was a threat. Anyway, they're both married with kids to different people now, but they did date for like 4 years in high school.
Well, JW loved CH.
Yeah, she's like a rocket scientist or something now.
Okay, I can't hear that. That's too much for me. You know, it's raining. We can't.
It's pouring.
The old man is still sleeping. So bless him.
I wish I was.
I wish I was too.
All right, should we do our quick middle child of the week?
Let's do it.
This one's more for me, I think, than you.
Oh, okay.
You know this is my number one celebrity crush.
Wow.
John Legend.
Wow. And he's a middle?
He's a middle.
Golly gee.
Don't you just...
I really do.
I mean, voice of a velvet angel.
Ugh.
Sexiest man alive, according to People magazine.
You know, if people's saying it, it's got to be true.
Here's what I will say, okay? Mm. And this is a bit of an unpopular opinion.
Ruh-roh.
Is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen. I don't get it.
Wow.
I feel like people are so obsessed with Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
It's Chrissy Teigen plates, Chrissy Teigen pillows,
yeah.
Chrissy Teigen t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't really fully understand the hype. She seems fun. She seems great. I saw a tweet the other day that somebody... tweet and was like, wait, so is Chrissy Teigen like a cult leader? What's happening? And I'm like, honestly, fair. What is the tea with Chrissy Teigen?
I think her brand is like, I'm unfiltered. And so people like that. I don't really know.
But I'm like, if that's unfiltered, what am I?
Right. That's the problem. And I think that when someone's pretty and speaks their mind, people are like, this is a rarity. This is different.
I'm like, she's a runway model who eats pizza.
Everyone's like, wow, she's just so cool. I'm like, that bitch has a fast metabolism. And we know that.
He also put up, I mean, they have the cutest kids in the world, but he also put up a picture of her looking, I mean, just gorgeous. And it was like, this was the fashion show that I proposed to you because I saw you walking and I knew that I wanted you to be my wife forever. And I'm like, why? You haven't seen me walk in a fashion show. That's why.
That's exactly you picked her. Why. I also think if someone was like, and this is a me thing and it's something I'm learning over time, but I don't like the idea of someone being like, I saw you and I decided I wanted to spend my life with you. I'd be like, If the reason that you're not spending your life with me is because of my personality, looks will fade. I can guarantee you that. And honestly, mine are probably going to go faster than most.
Yeah, like mine are going as we are speaking.
Yeah, like things are already moving. So if you're doing it because of my walk on the runway, pack it up now, okay?
You're like, you are not going to want this in literally 5 minutes.
Exactly. Pack it up. Also, I've got my makeup did, honey. This isn't how I'm walking down the hallway in our home to go pee, okay?
And I'm turning it on to 100%. I'm walking in a New York fashion show runway. That is the least me you will ever know.
Exactly. So when a guy says something like that, I'm like, I don't think you get it. And honestly, if you're making the decision for the rest of your life based on the way my boobs were bouncing, sir, you're cuckoo banana puffs.
It's
okay?
Even when people are like, when I saw you on stage, you're so fun. Ugh. Like if someone said that to me, I'd be like, okay, well, you're in for a rude awakening, sis,
right.
Because that is not what it's like at
That's
home.
What I'm saying. That is something at this point that I'm like, no, that can't be the reason. And I think that guys literally think think that and say that. And that might be how they make their decisions. Truly, you hear of a guy who's like, I knew the first time I saw you, I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. And I'm like, what? What a crazy thing to say.
And then my mouth opens and it's like, hello.
Yeah. Or I'm like, I've been sleeping for 18 years. Just kidding. I have to press sometimes. Like, you better be ready to ride that wave, sir. Ride it. And get out of here with the way my hair looked that night. I'll strangle you with my hair.
I'd be like, it was a wig.
It was a wig, you idiot.
That's how I wouldn't be. I'm like, I have the benefit of the differentiation of names, at least.
Yeah, that's
where I
can
be like, no, you like Fat Carrie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's even when people like message me like, oh my God, like you're so fun, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can be fun.
Right. A part of me is. Another part of me is not. And if you think for a second the way that a person looks should be the reason you spend time with someone forever what is trust? I don't understand. I really, Chris, it makes me mad. It makes me mad.
What are we talking about? Money? Because that's the only thing I think of when I think of trust these days. Okay.
I think of trust like, you know, you're going to stay loyal to me. You're going to like be...
No, I know. No, I mean trust, like a bank trust. Like I don't trust anybody.
Oh, sure. I know. I don't trust a single soul. I don't trust a soul.
I mean, I'm like, you could be... Is this a long con? I think everybody is she's all thatting me.
I'm like, who's going to make money? Go ahead,
like, what's
stand
the dare?
Up. Who's making money on this bet? Because I'll double it.
Be like, I'll do it. I'll kiss him if we split it 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
When you win the bet, take me to a pig party.
The guy who I went on two dates with, like, says compliments sometimes, and it frightens me how immediately I'm like, okay, what do
you want?
Don't
patronize me.
Yeah, don't patronize. I'm like, what do you want? And stop it. Like, I'm so completely, I don't know, defensive, like angry. Like when he says stuff, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Oh, I'm like, do you think I can make you, like, I can, you know, I don't have money, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm poor as shit and I'm convinced I have corona, right? You know,
like,
that.
Like, just because I have a decent following on Instagram, I have no money and no prospects. So just so you know.
Yeah, who you're getting it with. Also, I don't even have a big following. So I'm like, the only thing you're getting with me is a lot of anxiety and a little bit of fun every now and again. But sir, stop it. You know what I'm saying? You stop it.
It's just, yeah. I mean,
it's sick. It's sick. These men are sick. They're sick and they need to realize that complimenting women on the way they look is not a forever state. I mean, you can like it, sure, but stop it.
I know. I'm like, no, you have to understand that I literally will walk out and be like, okay, turn it on.
Yeah.
Like, I almost cried on Taylor this week.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? Turn it back up. Because she was talking about, like, asking me if I ever thought about having kids someday and stuff, and just led to a longer conversation. And I was like, and then I think she figured out what was going on. She's like, should we just move on and do the news?
Oh.
But I'm like, that's the realest that you'll get me at on the radio. Okay.
See, but that's a nice thing. It's like nice to be vulnerable with people. And like that would make me love you and be like, that's a person I want to spend forever with, because he's like, he's deep and he cares and like he's a sweet person. Like that's something that is a good compliment, you know?
Yeah.
Who you are on the inside.
Well,
what you want.
Jesse, I think now is a perfect time to move on to our favorite segment.
Her favorite seg. Okay. The Hallmark movie
of the week. Do you want to go first or should I?
You.
Okay. I live in San Diego.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I live in San Diego. It's hot.
Ooh, it's hot.
But it's nice.
Yeah.
It's close to Mexico. And
got
I like getting to the beach.
Yeah.
I don't like the ocean, but I like
sand.
Going down at night and sitting by the sand and thinking.
Ah.
Because I'm an artist.
That's right.
I'm a painter.
Ooh.
And I love painting landscapes.
Who doesn't?
And I'm very thoughtful.
You are.
About painting these landscapes, okay? So one night I'm going down to San Diego.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going down to the beach.
The beach.
I'm also very wealthy. Okay.
Oh.
I'm like the Picasso. People are calling me the Picasso of 2020.
Wowzer.
And they're like, we found Picasso and he lives in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
But I'm like, I don't want the notoriety, you know.
I don't want it.
But my face is out there because of the internet. And I'm like, well, I don't want, I have millions of followers on Instagram. And I'm like, I don't want it, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to because it's how I make money. So I go on down. It's a beautiful night. The moon is shining over the ocean.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I got to get my brushes and it's time to whip up a original.
A masterpiece.
Burncasso. That's what I, my Instagram handle.
Oh, wow. Burncasso. Okay, got it. Fat Picasso.
Yeah, fat Picasso. And so I go down and I start painting and I see this sweet couple.
Oh.
Okay. And they are laying out watching the stars.
Oh.
And they don't see me. I'm just watching them.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing their silhouettes and, you know, all of that. And so I see a woman and she, it looks like they're having a great time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm painting. And then I can kind of hear their voices raising. And I'm like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah, wait.
Like, this is a twist.
Twist.
Like, I must be hearing something.
Yeah.
And again, I'm only seeing silhouettes. I'm way back on the beach. They don't even know I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm hidden behind bushes because, again, I don't want to get recognized.
Of course.
And so she stands up, okay?
Yeah.
So now they're standing and they're talking and I can see, they're close, but I can still see the differences in them.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, their voices have like settled down. He starts walking. Okay. So he's walking on the beach. She walks closer to the water.
Oh.
And picks up what appears to be a seashell or a stone of some kind.
Okay.
And I'm watching. I'm like, okay, they're walking home. Beautiful couple. And that's when I see her take the stone and nail him in the back of the head with it.
No.
And he falls onto the sand. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, she must have been like joking and it was too heavy of a rock and she didn't know what
she
was happening.
She tripped. She must have tripped.
She must have tripped.
Right.
But then she goes and I'm like, okay, she's running. She's running to help him. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's running, but then she passes him, picks up the rock again, and then bashes in his skull.
No.
And again, I'm just seeing silhouettes, but I see the silhouette of blood spatter, and I'm like, oh my God.
You're watching a murder.
I'm watching a murder. I don't have my cell phone because I don't like taking it down when I'm doing
art. Of course.
And I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I also am like, this woman's crazy.
Yeah.
If I move, she's going to see me.
You can't move.
She's going to come for me.
Oh, no.
So she's browsing. She's looking to see if anybody sees.
Oh, wow.
Somebody yells. We hear a yell from a beach house. Is everybody okay out there?
Oi.
You just hunker down. Spoiler alert, you're the woman.
Okay. Well, I've lost it fully.
And so you just hunker down, okay?
Yeah, I'll freeze.
And then the voice we hear, the screen door, must have been the wind. We can hear the woman say in the beach house.
Right.
And she goes, Scrappy, stop it, because the dog's barking. And so all is quiet on the Western Front again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Okay, what do I do? And then I watch her and she takes the body, pulls it into the ocean. And I'm like, oh my God, this bitch. They're never going to find out who it was. They're never going to know. There's no evidence.
No.
And so you push it in and then you start coming up. You're walking and I'm like, okay, so you're out of sight.
Out of mind, yeah.
You're gone. And I'm like, I see you walk off the beach and I'm like, fuck.
Ugh.
And I'm like, okay, she's gone. I'm going to go. I'm going to drive to the police station. So I go to where my car is.
Okay.
And as I'm walking, I put my key in and then I hear, and I'm like, and I whip my head around and you say, did you like the view?
Shut your face.
And I'm like, what? And you were like, did you like the view?
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't. What do you mean? It's a beautiful view. Yeah. It's stunning. And you're like, oh, is it? Is it stunning? You liked it?
You like that?
And I'm like, Yeah, it's really, it was a beautiful sunset.
Mm.
I had fallen asleep while the sun was setting. And
smart.
And you're like, so what do we have here? And you take my canvas.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, don't touch that. It's my bread and butter.
It's also worth millions of dollars. Yeah.
And then that's when I see that I had painted the entire scene.
No.
I had painted everything that happened. And you were like, well, this is quite the twist, huh?
Wow.
And I was like, so I'm thinking, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
So I have an extra canvas in my car.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm still pretending like I don't know what's going on. So I take the canvas and I quickly smash it over your head. Okay. And the canvas rips. So you're stuck inside the frame.
Oh, wow.
Your arms can't move. And yeah. So I grab the painting I drew, I painted, and I say, good luck, bitch. And I put it in the backseat of my car, and then I slowly try to get out of my parallel parking spot.
Yeah, try to kick it into high gear.
And you're trying to break out of the thing.
That makes sense.
And you're screaming like a mad woman. And I'm like, oh my God, she's crazy. And then you start throwing yourself against the tree trying to break the... because you're stuck inside the frame.
The canvas.
And so you're
trying
to break the frame on the tree, but you're getting all cut up and bruised.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, she's crazy. She doesn't even care that this is hurting her so much.
Right.
And so I speed off.
Oh, good. You got out.
And I'm like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And I go down to the police station.
Okay, yeah.
And I show them the painting, and they're like, okay.
Right.
Another wackadoo artist.
Ugh, right. Thinking totally.
And I'm like, no, I'm telling the truth.
Right.
And they're like, we don't believe you because you've done this before. And I'm like, I've never done this before. And they were like, you came down and you reported a crime that you had painted and that it was just for publicity.
Oh.
And I was like, that was 10 years ago. I was like, I was different then.
I was different.
And that was what made my art pop off. And I was famous.
Wow.
Because I had painted a crime scene.
Okay.
That was falsified.
Well, okay.
And they were like, we spent years of time and money on that case and it wasn't real. And I was like, you have to forgive me.
Please.
That was when I was
so young.
Psychedelics.
Yeah, psychedelics.
And I was like fucked up then.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out. We're not wasting our time. And I'm like, I'm in danger. She saw my face. She saw my car.
Right. She knows you're an artist.
And she knows I'm an artist. And I'm a well-known artist.
Yep.
San Diego is a small city.
Small city.
And so then I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. What do I do? So I go outside and then there's a very handsome gentleman is standing.
Oh.
Okay. He's a new cop.
Oh, my.
Tall.
Ooh.
He's in plain clothes because he's undercover.
I love that.
Beard. He just so happens to have a beard, olive skin, body of a dancer when he was young, you know?
Okay, wow. Strong quads.
Yeah. And he was like, seems like you probably could use a cigarette. And I'm like, yeah, you think?
Ugh.
He's like, I quit 10 years ago, but might as well because it seems like I'm gonna, I'm gonna die. And he's like, you know, you have to forgive the chief. He's an old timer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but it's just, it's not fair because
fair.
I saw murder. And he was like, well, there has been some murders being committed.
Okay.
We think we have a serial killer.
No.
And he's like, but we don't know where the bodies are going. I'm like, they're going in the ocean.
Yes.
And so we chat. And he's like, well, here's my card if you need anything.
Okay. Love that. Love that.
And I was like, well, I would hate to call too late and wake up the missus.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. Set the scene.
And he was like, well, I'm not married. And if I was, it wouldn't be a missus.
Hello.
And I'm like, okay, got it.
What I needed to hear. Yeah.
Clocked it. Thank you. So he goes back in and then I'm walking. And then that's when I see you peeking from across the street. And I'm like,
you're quivering. Wow.
I'm quivering, yeah. But I'm standing in one of the streetlights in front of the police station. So I'm like, she's not going to make a move.
Wow.
And then we make eye contact and you go, like, gesture that you're going to kill me.
That's right. Finger across the neck.
And I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. Okay. So
yeah,
a couple days go by.
Whoosh.
Nothing's happening. I'm calling the police. I'm watching the news. A 30-year-old man goes missing. You know, all of this. I'm like, Jesus, okay, that's definitely him. His family's looking for him. It's like, he's a Boy Scout on the news.
No.
Okay? Like he was an Eagle Scout. Oh. He had his PhD.
Oh, wow.
All of this. And so then the next day, I'm painting and I hear a rustle.
Oh, God.
And I assume that it's you.
Well, you should assume.
You pop up in the window.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot deal with this. And you're like, you're next. And I'm like,
wow.
No, 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 no. And you cut the phone lines. You
Stop.
Cut my electric. We have a whole horror movie scene. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You're chasing me through the house. I'm running. I'm trying to find the card to call the gentleman.
Of course, the card.
And I'm like, oh, God, da, 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 da. And so then we get into a physical altercation.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And so we're fighting.
Wow.
And I manage to get on top of you as you're screaming. And I'm ironically holding a rock that I find.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to do this. So I go to do it. And as I do it, I feel someone grabbing my arm behind me as it's behind my head and I'm about to come slamming down on you. And you look me in the eye with sorrow and you say, just do it. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. And so then as my hand's there, someone grabs it and I look and it's the guy.
Oh my God.
The cop.
Wow.
And he's like, I can't let you do that. And I'm like, this is the woman. This is the serial killer. This is the most prolific female serial killer since Aileen Wuornos.
Wow.
And he says, I can't let you do this. And then he pushes me off of you. You stand up and you hug him.
Wait.
And you say, thanks, brother. And then I'm like, oh my God.
A tangled web we weave.
And then I start, I'm like, listen, I won't tell anyone. You're like, no, you won't tell anyone.
No, you
and
won't.
And then he says, this is not part of the plan, Mary Elizabeth. This is not part of the plan. He didn't do anything.
Wow.
He's not part of the plan. And I'm like,
there's a plan.
What are you talking about? And so, long story short, he's like, let's have a cup of coffee and talk this out.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is crazy. Obviously, I don't want to, but I have to. What choice do I have?
Yeah.
And that's when he puts down in front of me.
Okay.
All of these crime reports of men who had beaten their wives and gotten away with it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and those were all the men that you had killed and you lured on Tinder dates to get some poetic justice.
So me, yeah.
And then I say, I think for a long time, okay?
Yeah.
And then I say, where do I sign up?
What? Didn't see that coming.
And you say, he doesn't have the grit. And I'm like, I don't have the grit. I almost bashed your Bambi eyes in with a rock.
Good point.
And then you're like, fine, this is our next target. And you hand me an envelope. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And then the guy kisses me.
My brother.
And he says, just in case something happens, I needed you to know that I wanted to kiss you. And I'm like,
wow.
Okay. And so the next, we see time has changed because the weather has changed.
Yes, as the seasons change.
There's a for sale sold sign outside my house.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sitting in a limo. There's a limo that says just married with cans attached to it.
Oh.
And me and him are in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
As we are driving away, we start driving away. We see on the news, like, police still mystified by 30 murders in San Diego area. And then the partition rolls down and you're there driving, looking like a limo driver. And then you say, where are we headed? And he says, well, we got everyone here. Let's go to Phoenix.
Wow. And that's ready for the sequel.
And then that's the sequel.
Yeah, the sequel, we're in Phoenix, which I love. We're a ragtag team.
We're a ragtag team getting poetic justice.
I love that. You know what? I'm going to take over to the sequel, okay?
Yeah.
To the sequel, okay. So we're all in Phoenix. We get there. I'm like, oh, my back hurts. I think I'm going to keep doing this limo thing. And you guys are like, it was honestly a very smooth ride. I'll give you that. Like, smooth ride. No, you're not but a jerky driver. Yeah.
And your brother's like, you can stop. You love killing.
Right. Well, I'm like, oh no, that'll just be my front. We're still gonna kill.
Oh, okay.
And we wrestle a little bit because we're like brother sister, and you're like, okay, knock it off, you two. Okay. Yeah.
And me and him, like when we fall asleep, we're like, we need to find somebody for Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly. And like when you go into your new room, bedroom in Phoenix, you're like, I have a little wedding present for you. What's my brother's name?
His name's
Austin.
Austin. Yeah, like that's his name. That's a okay. hot name.
Yeah, and you reveal this painting that you painted of him on like a cliff mountain, like saving people, you know? And yeah. You're like, you're my hero. And he's like,
that's how I picture him.
Exactly. And he's like, well, you're my little hero too. And then.
And I'm like, did you just call me little?
And then you guys start kissing and like it goes to black, but then you hear me knock on the wall going, we get it. Your guys are having sex. Keep it down. And it's a funny moment for everybody. Okay. So then next morning you wake up, you come out of bed. He's like made you breakfast, but I'm in the living room and I've got this map out and I'm like, I got 30 guys who are real assholes that we got to start investigating. And I'm going to start with this one.
Yeah, we don't kill unless we really
and we got to know. So the first guy is a redhead, okay, but with a strong beard, and he is a, you know, entrepreneur, if you can believe, and he actually is a writer. He is a storyteller, so he has like a storytelling program. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go take this class. I'm going to spy on this guy. I'll tell you how it goes, okay? So I go to this class, I meet this guy, I'm like, whoa, he's very hot in person, okay?
Uh-oh.
Very hot. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, Elizabeth, Mary Elizabeth, stop it, okay?
Yeah.
He's a murderer. He's a bad man. So I'm like, but I put on my charm, you know, because that's the best part about me is I can really turn it on. So I'm like,
like a spy.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. My journal doesn't open. Can you help me? And he's like, you're opening it on the wrong side. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm new to Phoenix. And he's like, okay, this is Universal, but you're really cute. What's your name? I'm like, oh, hi. I come up with a new name.
Yeah, you
I'm
have
like,
to give a fake name.
I'm Eliza. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, Eliza. Wow. I'm Mark.
Dibido Mark.
And I say, oh, wow, that's a really, really beautiful name. So you're the storytelling teacher. Like, why don't you tell me a story?
And the whole class is watching this interaction.
The whole class is watching. Okay. He tells me the story. I'm like, that's how it's done. I totally get it. And I'm like, when are your office hours? I'd love to swing by. And he says, today, right now, you can stay. So I say, so have you ever been married? And I can tell I triggered. And he's like, I have. But I don't really like to talk about that.
That was a lifetime ago.
It was a lifetime ago. I don't really like to talk about that. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I just thought maybe you had a past. We all do. And he's like, honestly, things really got out of hand. And, you know, my wife passed away. And I go, wow.
I bet she did.
How even? And he says, you know, she had a medical condition. And I say, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Which one?
Name one. And he's like, no, she really was diabetic. And I say, oh, okay, well, I have to go. I get back. I'm like, guys, can we do more? This guy seems really great. And you're like, you come over and you're like, ha, you slap me across the face. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're like, what?
I'm like, oh, sweet, sweet Mary Elizabeth. And I like play with your hair and then just wind up and smack you in the face.
Pop me. Yeah. And you're like, well, hello. What's rule number one? Don't fall for the victim that we're going to be making.
We don't use the word victim because it'll make it harder on us. So we call them Johns.
Yeah, we call them Johns. And I'm like, okay, but this one, I can always tell that like they really have a bad bone, but I can't see it in this one. And you're like, Well, you better start seeing it, okay? Because we're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So turn on the charm, go have dinner with him tonight, and get ready to lure him in. I'm like, all right, fine.
And I say, but do not kiss.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. And I put on a dress. I come out with like what I normally wear, which is like semi-shapeless, like kind of like a boxy dress. And you're like, no, bitch, he's a teacher. Okay. You got to turn it on. Okay. Be the star pupil. So you sort of rip the dress. You just start ripping, 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 ripping.
Oh, and then we have like a fun montage.
Yes.
Makeover montage.
Yeah. And I come out in like this very slinky, tight dress and like heels. And like, I look hot, okay?
And your brother's like, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. And then you're like, stop, don't do that. And then I'm like, all right, bye guys. I go to leave. I trip a little. Everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, I'm just not used to looking like this, but I'll be fine. So I get to the restaurant. He's like, taken.
And as soon as you walk out the door, I'm like, I'm worried.
Yeah. And then he kisses you and you're like, I feel better.
Yeah. And I'm like,
okay. And then you're like, she's not here. Let's go have loud, wild sex. Okay. So then I drive to this restaurant. I get out of the car. He sees me. He's like, oh my God. He's like, I would marry you immediately. And I go, see, that's the problem with men. Okay.
You can kill me.
You don't know who I am. And you could kill me. And just because I wear a hot dress and heels and yeah, my hair is super soft and I look like a porcelain doll, that does not mean I'd be a great partner forever.
And we're hearing this in voiceover.
It's all voiceover because I got to keep it in check. Okay.
Yeah.
So we get a little wine. I drink a little wine. We get something to eat. I'm eating. I'm nibbling, if you will. The dress is tight. You know, I can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Having a little house salad.
Exactly. And then he's like, why don't we take a walk? And I'm like, uh-oh. I know what that means.
Murder.
Oh, murder.
Okay, for you, so, murder. For him, making out.
Making out. So I got right in my cleavage. I've got a little knife. Okay? And I just, okay. I slowly sort of like just get it in my hand so I'm ready. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm holding the knife and like all of a sudden he stops and like turns to me and I'm like, oh my God. And then he goes to grab my hand, okay? And I'm like, ruh-roh. And then he's like, mayday, mayday. And I'm like, no, no, we don't need to hold hands.
It's hot.
I want to make out.
Oh, my God. Jess.
Okay? Because I'm trying to be like, don't touch my dagger. I need to do. So then we start.
Mary Elizabeth wants a little tongue action.
And then we start kissing. But like, you know, when like at first you kiss and you're disconnected, but then you're so overcome by passion, you just have to let go.
Yeah, I know exactly what that feels like.
So that's what happens. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like so swept away. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden I snap back and I'm like, okay, this is going really too fast. And so let me just take a second. And you should take a second. Let's all take a second. And also, I looked into your past and it looks like you're wife was murdered and then the police ended up dropping it because they couldn't find evidence. And he's like, you looked into my past? And I'm like,
google.com.
exactly. It is the World Wide Web. And so I was like, you know, it's good to know who you're meeting with and stuff. And he's like, I thought you trusted me. And I'm like, I trust you. I'd love you to kind of clarify what exactly happened. He's like, you know what, forget it. And he starts walking away and I'm like, I'll see you at class tomorrow. And he's
and we never stab in the back. We always make eye contact.
Yeah, I would never stab in the back. So he's like, don't come. And I'm like, okay. So then I go home and you guys are clearly just.
You're like, but I paid for the class.
I'm like, I might be there though. So I get home. You guys are like literally wrapped in sheets. Like
post-coital.
And I'm like, God, in the living room again? And you're like, I don't know why it's hotter here. And I'm like, okay, but I sit, whatever. And you're like, how did it go? And I'm like, you wouldn't be happy. And you come over and you're like, why? And then you slap me across the face and you say, I could tell you made out with him.
And then the camera pans down and I'm butt naked.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I did. I made a mistake. Okay. Because I not only made out with him for I don't know how long because I blacked out.
Like it's 3 in the morning.
It had to be 3 a.m. And then also I told him that I was looking into his past and he's really mad. And you're like, you told him you looked into his past? And I'm like, something doesn't add up, you guys.
I'm like, we're not here to do math. We're here to do murder.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm like, oh. And you're like, you're going to that class tomorrow and you're finishing the job.
If you don't, I will.
Right. Ooh. And I'm like, oh.
The idea of me killing him is really upsetting to you.
Really upsetting. Like, if it's, it feels passionate to murder. So I'm like, well, if I can't have, you know, sex with him, I will murder him and get it, get myself.
All's fair.
All's fair, love and war. So I show up, I like, he's teaching the class. I show up in the middle. He's like flustered. And I'm like, ugh. So I show up to class and, you know, he's flustered. And I'm like, oh God. And he's like, you know what? I want to tell a different story today. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. And he's like, it's about my past. He's like, sometimes if you don't write the story, people fill in the blanks and they're not correct. 10 years ago, I was married to a woman who suffered from type 2 diabetes.
The kind that you get later in life.
She was ahead of her time and I date older women. So
she just couldn't pull herself away from Kit Kats.
She just was addicted to Kit Kats. And so I was so concerned about her, she started lying to me because I'd say, like, did you have a Kit Kat today? And she'd say, no, I wouldn't do that. I know I'm diabetic type 2. And you go, okay, good. So one day I noticed that she was sort of having like some diabetic-esque tendencies, like shaking and seeming a little dizzy. And so he said, did you eat some of the Kit Kats? And she said, no, I didn't. Get off
but
my
please
back.
Stop keeping them in the house. And he's like, I also like an occasional Kit Kat.
Yeah, he's like, I shouldn't suffer because you have diabetes. And she's like, you're a fucking selfish asshole. And he's like, oh, really? Okay, then you know what? I won't
help. Who gave up Reese's for you?
Yeah. And he's like, you know what then? I won't help you. And so then he sits in his chair and he starts pouting and he turns away from her. And as he turns away, she starts silently having a seizure. Okay. Okay. And he's like, Oh, whatever. Like, he's like, you know what? I do so much for you. And I just ask you not to eat my Kit Kats. And I try to hide them and you always find them.
She's like, well, you leave them in the freezer.
Right. And she's now got, you know, she's having the full blown seizure. And so he turns.
She's on the floor.
She's on the floor. Okay. And he still hasn't really turned around. And then he turns around and she's lying on the floor and he's like, okay, you're being dramatic. And then he's like, wait, Karen? And then he goes over and like feels her pulse and he's like, Karen?
Karen!
Karen! And then he's like freaking out. He's like, oh my God, where's the insulin, you know, shot or that thing?
Which ironically is kept in the freezer next to the Kit Kats.
Exactly. And he goes to open the freezer and the insulin flies out and spills. And so he's like, oh my God. And then he goes back and it's too late and she dies. And the police come and they're like, oh wow, really? The insulin's shattered? You couldn't find it? You were here when she had the seizure? They're
like, Kit Kat wrappers everywhere.
Yeah. He's like, this looks.
And he's like, well, I'm a stress eater.
Yeah. He's like, well, I knew you guys were coming. I'm upset. My wife is dead. And they're like, this is really suspicious, but we don't have enough evidence. You'll get yours. And I sit there and then it like cuts back to the class and he's like, and some people don't know the full story. So they think something else. And I'm like, oh my God, he didn't do it.
And then you slowly put your Kit Kat off your desk back into your bag because you think it's poor
I'm
timing
like,
to eat it.
Whoops.
I won't have my snack now.
So then everyone leaves for the classroom and I turn to leave and I see you and my brother at the door and I'm like, oh God. So then, and you're like, you do the knife thing to me. You're like, kill him. And I go up and I go, stop. Stop it. I say, Chris. I say, Fat Picasso. And my brother Mark sit down. I just
and the class gasps because everyone knows about Picasso.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Sit down. I have a story to tell now." And then I tell the story of how I used to murder men and how I was going to murder him, but he actually didn't do it. And everyone in the class is like, "This is a made up story, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." And then the teacher is like, "This is really loving and beautiful, but also you're not doing it the structure way that I told you. And were you listening during class?" And I'm like, "Okay."
Do you actually have a degree from SUNY Oswego?
Yeah. And then I'm like, "The point is, you idiot, I love you." And then he's like, "Well, you're not going to get an A, but you're going to be taking this class forever because I love you too."
And I'm like, "Oh my God."
Yeah. And then we start making out in front of the class and everyone's like, "All right, well, I guess it's time for us to go." And then you and Mark are like, "You know what? Good due diligence, because we would have killed an innocent man who was just..."
Like, "I read the file wrong. My bad."
Yeah, exactly. And then we have a long dinner, the four of us, and we tell him all about our adventures and our plans. And he goes,
"I'm like, I hope you're on board with murder."
Yeah. And he's like, "I actually am. I want to right wrongs too. I want to do that." And we go, "Well, great, because next stop is..."
The cop. The cop that was trying to set him up for murder.
Yeah, the next stop is that cop, and he's
crooked.
Like, he's a crooked cop, and he says, "Let's do it." And then we're setting up for the third trilogy, if you will.
Ooh,
and at the end, we hear what sounds like both couples having very loud sex. and all the paintings in the house falling down, okay? And that's the end.
Wow.
Wow.
That is iconic.
Yeah.
I think that is maybe my favorite story that we've done.
That's really fun, I think.
I want to play it. I want to be in it.
I think we really... Karen from Hallmark, girl, reach out.
Are you listening, bitch? Sorry, girl. We named the dead woman after you, Karen from Hallmark.
but also, come on, that's a gift.
Oh, God.
What a great time.
I want to make that movie.
I think that we really will get to. Our time will come.
I want someone to animate our stories.
That would...
Can you even imagine?
Oh my God, no. Wait, we need that. Somebody reach out with animation skills.
Oh my God, the dream. I loved that.
Me too.
All right, guys. It's time for our final segment.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, Jesse, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the person's name that they listed was Elwood7693.
Ooh.
And the title was "Knock Knock, Your New Favorite Podcast Has Arrived," which I love.
Obsessed with her.
Do you know how much I love a knock knock, a fake knock knock joke like
you
that?
You know I do.
I knock knock, who's there? My depression.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
It's one of my top five favorite jokes. I always say, you know,
same. That
when someone cuts a piece of cake and then takes the whole thing.
Yeah.
A dog walking itself on a leash.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
So anyway, Elwood7693 says, "Wow, where do I begin? I'm so stressed out from going to grad school and working full time.
Oh, wow.
Right now, my breaks, in quotes, are doing chores. Mm-hmm. I listen to this podcast while I do chores, and it really lightens my mood and gives me a wonderful little escape from my hectic life.
Mm.
Chris and Jesse are stars." Then again, stars in all caps with 3 exclamation marks.
Wow.
"They will be in movies one day. I hope they run for president and vice president. I am an oldest married to a sweet, supportive, and loving middle.
Oh.
I really think they make the best spouses. He is so thoughtful,
yes,
always massaging my back when it aches from the weight of carrying my parents' hopes and dreams. Anyways, love the pod. Never quit. Please don't implode like every other two-person podcast. My heart can't take it. Okay, break over. Bye-bye." Elwood.
Oh.
Am obsessed with you, bitch.
Bitch? You the queen.
I mean, that review is LOL funny.
LOL funny. I'm dead. I also really love your husband and would love to just... I want him to shine. And for a woman like you, you deserve a middle.
See, Elwood is the type of person who when she goes to a party and her friend is complaining about Suzanne from her office.
Right.
She reminds her that there's people in the world with real problems, but she says it as a joke, and then everybody gets a good laugh about it.
Exactly. She's like, knock, knock, who's there? Real problems. Wrap it up, Karen. Okay? And she says, Mom, Dad, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to learn Japanese on the weekends. I'm going to do it all. And you know what? With a smile.
And she does. And you know what? What else? She's the kind of person that if somebody says something about coronavirus, she's like, wait, what? And they're like, coronavirus? And she's like, what is that? And they're like, are you kidding? And she's like, yeah, I'm kidding. And then people feel lighthearted and forgetting there's a worldwide pandemic for a minute.
Oh, she's so good at that. She's so good at just changing everyone's mindset and the way they feel. And you know what? She's so loving and so supportive. And I know that she knows that our political views are aligned and should be in, you know, a place of power.
And she sees her middle husband, her middle child of a husband. And she's like, listen, maybe I wasn't a middle child.
Right.
But you were, and I see your struggle. Please massage my neck anyway. But
yeah.
And he's like, I prefer to please, you know.
He's a giver. He's the middle. And she's going, wow, I really hit the jackpot on this one. And so because of that, she's a very strong ally. An ally.
And she knows she hit the jackpot. And she's not afraid to say, I know I hit the jackpot. And that's what's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, some would say she's working all the time, going to school, you know, and maybe he should do the chores that she's doing. Why is she also doing that? But you know what? They have a dynamic that they've figured out. And he says, I'll massage the back while she does the chores. So it's a trade off.
And she's like, listen, I am putting myself through school here.
Yeah.
And, you know, someday, Mr. Man, I'm going to be the bread and butter here while I'm still doing the vacuuming and the cleaning.
Right.
So you can give me a little bit of a back massage, okay?
Every day, all the time. And we say, L girl, you deserve it. We love you.
We love you. And this is a bitch I would like to get down with. Have a margarita, talk about the future.
Yes, I would. Maybe at some point we'll start doing episodes with people. I don't know how. And so
Well, hopefully when all of this is over, we'll do live shows and we'll get to kiki with all of you.
Yes. Oh my god, obsessed. How fun is that?
We love you guys. Speaking of kikiing, we have a lovely, amazing person that made a Facebook group for us.
Yes.
Lauren, and she's an icon, and she runs the Facebook group called Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. So make sure you go and follow and join the group,
have talks and convos about the podcast, maybe what you want to see. If you have a Hallmark idea you'd like to sort of set us up with the next time, we love a prompt. You know what
we
I'm
love
saying?
A prompt. We love an embarrassing story.
Yes.
We really do.
Oh, yeah. Share your embarrassing stories on there. We'd love to share some of yours.
Yeah, because we're going to run out. We're only in our early 30s. We only have, ten humiliating stories per year. So we're going to run out eventually.
We're going to run out. So we need you guys. And if you want more content, you know, you can check out our Patreon. We got episodes
Patreon.com/middlechildren.
But ultimately, we love you.
And we love you. You're icons, you're stars. And we'd be nothing without you.
Nothing.
Bye.
Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.